we were eligible for it at the start, and you know, during the second lockdown we were entitled to it. It's kept many hotels around the county afloat. We need that. Without that support, you know, many hotels may go to the wall. It's just, you know, it's just not feasible. We've had restrictions after restrictions from the middle of October, and whilst, you know, we totally accept, you know, that it's a health crisis, hotels have proven to be one of the safest establishments. We've all signed up to the COVID charter. I think Donegal has 100% signed up to it. Yeah, there's an anomaly, and it's costing us a lot of money.
The government is saying that you're being excluded because people aren't being prevented from entering hotels. The fact is, people are being told, don't leave your county.
Absolutely. It really doesn't make sense. The restrictions are there. It's only this weekend that people can travel into the county.
You would have been hoping to have business up to the 6th of January, but if the easing of restrictions over Christmas is to be scaled back to a end of December closure, be it the 28th, 29th or 30th, then you're going to lose that New Year weekend, and that would be a substantial loss.
That's a huge loss for some hotels that stay open over Christmas. It's for that holiday weekend that they stay open, and there'll be a huge amount of business. The majority of that business will be travelling through the county, Dublin, Cork, Galway, and it looks as if all that business is going to be wiped out. But we would hope, you know, I mean, there's still a few weeks to go, and we would hope that if the numbers level off, that the hotels might be able to stay open. But it's certainly very concerning.